Okay, we're talking about the profile rerun. We're going to go over a case study and walkthrough. So this is one of mine. You can see some things I'm doing here with this one. You can see, first off, that it has 155 likes. It's a picture of me with my son, which is one of my storylines. And it's an image that it's a good picture. It's a quality image of me out at our lake house playing in the water with my kid. It has good shadows on it. I've applied a filter to it, which we went over before. This one works. This is another. This is one from my business side, or from the authority side, using the authority images of places I've been featured. It's another good quality image that's compelling, tells a story that I am an authority, which works for one of my, as I said, one of my storylines. Another one. This is one I used. This was a different one. This is one I use on National Down Syndrome Day, or I use it several times during October, which is Down Syndrome Awareness Month. And you can see this one has, we're at, you know, near 300 likes on it, and it's just a very simple one where I made this one where it just says, "My child has Down syndrome," crossed out and put courage on there. So let's go over this step-by-step exactly how I do this. Okay, I'm real quick and show you how to change a profile picture to make sure that you continually get likes and build upon it. Just go to your profile picture, click edit, click choose from photos, go to view albums, go to profile pictures, and you just choose one in here. So I'll go back and choose this one. And it's there, and you can hit refresh to see that your profile picture is in fact there, and it already has all the likes from before. So this is something I do a couple times a week, and as I said, keep it your story involved. This one is, you know, obviously me as a dad, and just keep the storylines running within these profile pictures.